Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. A federal judge has rejected a lawsuit against Vice President Mike Pence, who's set to preside over a joint session of Congress next week to formalize the results of the 2020 election. The judge ruled that Texas Congressman Louis Gohmert and other Republicans lack standing to bring legal action seeking to overturn the outcome of the race. The lawsuit aimed to provide Pence with exclusive authority to determine which Electoral College votes are certifiable. The Republican-led Senate has handed Donald Trump the first veto defeat of his presidency just weeks before he's scheduled to leave office. NPR's Kelsey Snell reports lawmakers voted today to override his veto of the massive annual defense bill.
Trump vetoed the bill in a fight over something completely unrelated. That's a piece of decades-old law that involves liability protections that social media companies use to avoid lawsuits over content shared on their platforms. You know, Republicans were just not willing to join Trump on this fight, particularly over this defense bill, and they abandoned him on it. This is the first veto or override of his presidency, and it happened with an absolutely huge margin.
NPR's Kelsey Snell reporting, the House had already voted overwhelmingly this week to override the veto. Florida is the latest state to report the new strain of the coronavirus that was first detected in the United Kingdom. NPR's Matthew Schwartz reports the new variant, which is believed to be more contagious, has been identified in a man with no recent travel history.
The state said it's working with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to investigate how the new variant popped up in Martin County near Palm Beach. The new strain of the virus was detected in the U.S. just days ago, first in Colorado, then California. Some scientists believe it came to the states sometime in the last month or two as people traveled here from the U.K. The variant is said to be much more contagious, but no more deadly than the more common strains. And experts say the vaccines should still be effective against the new variant. Matthew Schwartz, NPR News, Washington.
More than a dozen states are increasing their minimum wage rates, including New York, Arizona, and California. Mike Regan is with Bloomberg News. He says the changes are part of a larger move toward a $15 an hour minimum wage.
Some states actually are raising the minimum wage by a dollar or more, including California, Illinois, New Jersey for most types of jobs. New Mexico is actually moving it up by $1.50 to $10.50 an hour.
Mike Regan with Bloomberg News. Wall Street is closed for the New Year's holiday. Stocks resume trading on Monday. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Prosecutors in the case against the four Minneapolis police officers charged in the death of George Floyd are asking a judge to postpone the trial dates. They say they want to wait until the vaccines for COVID-19 become more widely available to members of the public. The trials are scheduled to begin March 8th. Prosecutors are seeking to put them off until the beginning of June. Israel is leading the world in coronavirus vaccinations per capita. NPR's Daniel Estern reports about 10% of Israeli citizens have received their first doses of the shots.
Israel is aiming to vaccinate 25% of the country by the end of the month, including all Israelis over 60 years old. Israel aims to achieve herd immunity by the end of the spring or midsummer. Even many young Israelis in their 20s and 30s have started to get vaccinations. But Palestinian Arab citizens of Israel are getting vaccinated in lower numbers due to skepticism about the new Pfizer vaccine and because health officials admit they haven't gotten enough vaccines to Arab villages. Palestinians in the Israeli-occupied West Bank and in the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip won't get vaccines for another month. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
The Iranian government says it's planning to enrich its supply of uranium to 20% purity. That's a level achieved before its 2015 deal with major world powers. A top Iranian military commander says Tehran is fully prepared to respond to any U.S. military pressure. You're listening to NPR News in Washington.